Welcome back, Lexicrats. I'm Kendall Rice.
And I'm Grace Cho.
You're listening to Lesson 12, The Power to Break.
Last time, we introduced 7 words for creating things.
Now it's time to do the opposite. The 7 words in this lesson have to do with breaking things down or getting rid of them.
These may not be the nicest words ever, but they're certainly useful to know.
Indeed they are. Part of our power as humans is that we can break the things we make. What are the words for this lesson?
Annihilate.
Destroy.
Demolish.
Devastate.
Fracture.
Obliterate.
And vanquish.
First word, annihilate.
This word means to get rid of something completely. That is, to reduce it to nothing.
Not a trace of it left. What's something you could annihilate?
The country's top military scientist worked on a bomb that could annihilate an entire enemy city.
That's bad news. There's also a slingier way to use this word, isn't there?
Our team made it to the final round, but in the end, we were annihilated by the number one team.
Not blown into literal pieces, I hope.
Thankfully, no. Just defeated very soundly. When you're beaten like that, you feel as though you've been reduced to nothing.
Looking at the morphemes inside this word, we see that annihilate literally means to nothing.
In Latin, ad means to, and nihil means nothing.
If the preposition ad is in this word, why don't we say annihilate?
Annihilate? That's hard to say, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is. Easier to turn the D into an N. Annihilate.
Annihilate. The 8 suffix turns it into a verb.
A very strong verb.
The next verb is pretty strong, too. Destroy.
I think most of our listeners know this one already, but they may not be familiar with its roots.
Unless they were with us last time, when you not so subtly alluded to another word that uses the same roots as destruct.
That's right. We were talking about the verb construct, meaning to build. We saw that construct has 2 morphemes, together and build.
Struere is a Latin verb for build, and struct is what one of its forms turned into in English.
The original Latin form of this verb was destruere. De means down, so destruere means to build down.
Destroying is the opposite of building, so it's like building downward instead of upward.
In Old French, struere changed a little into struire.
Then the French Normans conquered England, and Old English became Middle English. At that time, English speakers took a lot of Old French words from their Norman conquerors, but changed them slightly to make them feel more English.
That's how struire in Old French became stroy in Middle English.
The prefix de survived intact. In this way, the word destroy literally means to build down.
How do we use this word today?
The most basic way to use it is to mean the opposite of create.
In that sense, we destroy a building by fire or a document with a paper shredder.
We can also use the word figuratively. This usage is cruel. It means to ruin someone, financially or emotionally.
As in, don't listen to her, she's only trying to destroy me.
Finally, we can use destroy in the same exaggerated sense as annihilate. If one sports team defeats another by a large margin, we might say it destroyed the other team.
We just saw that destroy and destruct have the same roots. Are these not the same word?
Not exactly, no. Logically, they should be. But if you're going to be logical about it, only one of them should exist.
So only one of these words is official, and the other is a fake?
That's one way to look at it. The official word is destroy, the Middle English take on an Old French word originally from Latin.
What's destruct then?
It's what linguists call a back formation. In the 1950s, centuries after we got the word destroy, defense engineers in America made a verb from the word destruction. They used this verb to talk about one specific kind of destroying, the decision to blow up their own country's missiles when those missiles were already in flight and the engineers decided they didn't want them to hit their targets after all.
Wow, so let's see if we can straighten all this out. The story of all these words begins in ancient Rome with the preposition de,
down,
and the verb struere,
to build.
These 2 morphemes combine to make the Latin verb destruere, which means to damage something so much that it stops existing.
Then the Roman Empire falls and Latin splits into the 5 Romance languages. One of these is French.
What was destruere in Latin becomes destruire in Old French.
The Normans, who speak Old French, come to England and conquer it, flooding the English language with French words.
The English people change those French words to make them feel a little more English. That's how a foreign word like destruire becomes destroy, which is easier for English people to say.
So the first version of this verb in English is destroy.
That's the verb, yes. But there's also a noun.
The noun version of destroy is the same in English as it was in Old French. Destruction. That word is based on structus, the past participle of the Latin verb struere.
So in Latin, struere meant to build and structus meant built, as in this house was built 100 years ago.
That's right. The French use that participle, structus, to make the noun destruction.
Later, the Normans gave this noun to their English subjects, who pronounced it the way we do, destruction.
That's how English ended up with two forms of this word, the verb destroy and the noun destruction.
Much later, in America, engineers wanted a new verb to talk about a particular kind of destroying. Destroying their own missiles, that is.
They could have just used the verb that already existed, destroy, but it wasn't specific enough for them. You can destroy pretty much anything, but these engineers wanted a word for specifically breaking your own equipment.
They got that word by making a back formation from the word destruction. They just took the grammatical morpheme, ion, off the end. That left destruct, which they pretended was a verb.
We say pretended because there's nothing verb-like about the morpheme struct. Historically, this root belonged to a Latin adjective and then to a French noun.
Destruct is an unofficial word then because it's technically redundant. Our language doesn't actually need this verb because we already have the verb destroy.
But destruct is still useful when we want to break our own things. That's why you see so many vehicles and other machines in movies with self-destruct switches.
Phew! That was kind of a long history, but now we know how and why English got two similar words for just about the same thing.
Third word, demolish.
The original meaning of this word is to knock down a building, as in...
The abandoned warehouse is scheduled to be demolished next week.
No one's using it, and it's only in the way. So a demolition company is going to come over with a wrecking ball and knock that warehouse down. Demolish can also be used figuratively to talk about defeating an opponent very badly.
My project demolished my sisters at the science fair.
Or finishing your food fast enough to surprise people.
Having gone to bed without dinner the night before, I demolished my breakfast.
It seems that a lot of these violent words for breaking can be used to talk about defeating your opponents, huh?
Well, that's human nature for you. Competition makes us want to exaggerate.
Inside the word demolish, we see once again the Latin preposition de, meaning down.
After that comes moliri. A synonym for struere. It means to build.
That's why demolish means about the same as destroy. Both have roots that mean to build down.
The verb moliri itself comes from moles, a Latin noun meaning mass.
That's why in chemistry we measure the mass of an atom using moles, isn't it?
That's right. Fourth word, devastate.
Devastating is a lot like destroying or demolishing, but the target and scope are different.
We destroy objects and demolish buildings, but devastate entire regions.
To devastate an area is to lay waste to it, to break whatever is built on top of it and turn it into an empty wasteland. For example,
the plains were devastated by overgrazing.
Too many cows were allowed to eat as much grass as they want, and now there's none left on the plain. It's become a barren wasteland.
Cities can also be devastated by bombs or invading armies.
Once more, we see the preposition de, down.
To that, we add the verb wastare, to lay waste. This verb comes from the noun wastas, waste.
It's easy to see then why devastating a place turns it into a wasteland. In addition to making literal wastelands, we can also use this word in an emotional sense, can't we?
Yes. For example, the candidate was devastated when he received only 13% of his community's votes.
Ouch, that would be hard on a person. So this usage of devastate, usually in the participle form, devastated, means that a person gets his feelings hurt very badly. His spirit becomes a sort of figurative wasteland.
Depressing. Fifth word, fracture.
This word means a crack in a hard object. As a verb, it means to put the crack in the object.
We use it almost exclusively for cracks in a bone. If you fall down suddenly or suffer some other kind of hard injury, it might not be enough to break your bone, but the bone may get fractured.
So when we're talking about bone damage, a break happens when the bone actually gets snapped, and a fracture happens when it just gets cracked.
Fractures aren't as decisive as breaks then, but they can hurt even more and take longer to heal.
That's right, unfortunately. Breaking a bone can be painful and frightening, but when a bone snaps, it often does so cleanly and symmetrically. Fractures, however, can be very messy and hard to recover from.
The word fracture comes from the Latin verb frangere, to break.
We see this word in some other English words, too.
Fragile, meaning breakable.
Frangible, a less common word for the same thing.
And fraction, a number you break into its parts.
Sixth word, obliterate.
Here's another strong word. It's synonym for annihilate.
Yes, this one doesn't mess around either. To obliterate something is to destroy it completely.
Her hopes were obliterated when the mail brought her the rejection letter.
That's too bad, but I'm sure she'll have other opportunities.
Like many of the verbs in this lesson, obliterate can be used with concrete or abstract direct objects.
The word combines two Latin words, a preposition and a noun.
The preposition is ob, which means against, or in this case, across.
The noun is littera, which means letter. Not like a letter to a friend, but like a single letter of a word. Littera is actually where we get our English noun, letter.
Combine across with letter, and you get the idea of writing across letters with your pen. In other words, striking them out.
To obliterate something, then, is to erase its existence the same way you'd cross out letters on a page.
Seventh word, vanquish.
This one's more military. It means to defeat an opponent in battle.
And not just a little. To vanquish someone is to defeat him so thoroughly that he can't stand back up to fight ever again.
Sounds painful. Can we get an example of that?
Our troops were hurting after the battle, but we weren't vanquished. We bounced back from our loss, and in the end, we won the war.
Losing once doesn't mean losing forever, but once you're vanquished, you've lost for good.
Vanquish doesn't have to mean killing, though. It's possible to vanquish an opponent without killing him. You just have to remove his will to fight.
Easier said than done, I imagine.
Like destroy earlier in this lesson, the word vanquish is a Middle English version of an old French verb. Its root lies in vincere, the Latin verb to defeat.
This is the last verb in Julius Caesar's famous declaration, Veni, Vidi, Vici.
I came, I saw, I conquered. Vici is the perfect tense of vincere, to conquer.
Vincere is also where we get the English word victory.
Vanquishing, then, is a pretty thorough way to break your opponent.
Quiz time! Before we can give you Lexocrats a break, we have to see if you can use this lesson's words correctly.
We'll give you an object and the way it was broken. You choose the verb that best describes the breaking.
Your options are annihilate, destroy, demolish, devastate, fracture, obliterate, and vanquish.
Ready?
A wrecking company knocks down an empty factory to make room for a luxury hotel.
Demolish. You have to knock down the old mass before you can raise up a new mass.
Angry at an error screen, a computer user smashes his computer against the desk until it can no longer be used.
Destroy. This computer still exists since pieces of it are still lying around, but it can be safely pronounced dead.
A hockey player slips on the ice and cracks his femur.
Fracture. The word may mean break, but today we use it to mean crack. Ouch, femur fractures really hurt.
A swordsman disarms his opponent and wins the duel without shedding any blood.
Vanquish. Vanquishing can involve killing, but it doesn't have to. It just means to defeat, but thoroughly.
A general massacres the enemy army, killing them all to the last man.
Obliterate or annihilate. He strikes them out of existence, reducing them to nothing.
A bomb falls on a city, flattening most of the buildings and making the citizens very sad.
Devastate. Two things get devastated in this bummer of a situation, the city and its people.
That was kind of a violent lesson as vocab podcasts go.
It was. But while we're not recommending our listeners to go out and break things, it's good to know what words to use when things do break.
In the grand scheme, we hope our Lexocrats will use the power of the last two lessons for more making than breaking.
As one final caution, do try not to exaggerate too much with these words.
Good point. Words like annihilate and obliterate have a vivid, literal power. You can see it in their morphemes.
If you use such strong words too often in casual situations that don't deserve them, they'll start sounding less strong and lose their power.
I got annihilated on that history test.
You mean it reduced you to nothing? Then why are you still here?
But I obliterated the biology quiz.
So you crossed out all the answers? Doesn't sound like a very good score.
Now I gotta study for the chemistry final. I'll be devastated if I fail.
Come to think of it, we all exaggerate with that one. Figurative language can be a powerful tool for expressing yourself. Just be respectful of the word's original meanings.
Stay strong, Lexocrats.
See you next time.